Hi, I'm Zoe McNevin, and this is my podcast about the theme of corruption from the graphic novel V for Vendetta. I chose the theme of corruption because it is a very dominant subject throughout the novel. The first time you are exposed to the startling theme, the main character, Evie, is trying to sell her body for extra money. She accidentally propositions a finger man. The Finger is a law enforcement group run by Derek Allman, whom we meet in Book 1, Chapter 1, The Villain. When Derek passes away, he is replaced by Peter Creedy, whom we meet in Book 3, Chapter 6, Vectors. The staff of the Finger are referred to as Fingermen. The Fingermen get very rough with Evie, and she says, "Please don't kill me." This displays how the Fingermen are able to do whatever they want without consequence. Evie fears for her life because in this corrupt world of people who are supposed to protect you, do what benefits them or whatever they please. The Fingermen know they can get away with anything, which results in the high levels of fear throughout London. The Finger is a highly corrupt branch of government. Corruption is a predominant theme in the graphic novel V for Vendetta. A prime example is the Finger. The next time we see corruption is right after V blows up the Parliament buildings. The people who work in Jordan Tower address the public in wake of the event. Jordan Tower controls propaganda. More times than not, they lie to the public, especially when Parliament fell. Jordan Tower called it a scheduled demolition. They also said that it occurred at night to avoid traffic jam and that the giant V in the sky was a freak accident caused by the explosion. Jordan Tower is a prime example of corruption because all they do is lie to the people that inhabit London. They use the computer fate as their weapon of deceit. The public also thinks that the computer has its own voice, but in all actuality, the voice of fate is portrayed by Louis Prothero, whom we meet in Book 1, Chapter 1, The Villain, as the opening voice. The book opens with the voice of fate explaining the date and the weather of the day. The next time the theme corruption is shown occurs when Bishop Anthony Lilyman is introduced to the audience in Book 1, Chapter 6, The Vision. He worked as a chaplain at Lurkhill Prison, that's where V met him. The bishop's sermons are racist and have a bloodthirsty side. "One race, one nation, one love," is a quote from the bishop's sermon in Book 1, Chapter 6, The Vision. The bishop has a lot of power up until his death at the hands of V. The bishop can tell his congregation anything he wants and they will follow his words. Bishop Anthony Lilyman is a disgusting character. I would describe him as a pigman. He has a fetish for young girls. V uses this to his advantage. After V saves Evie, she feels as if she has a debt to repay. So Evie decides she wants to help V with his plans. V uses Evie as bait for the bishop. V kills him with a poisoned Eucharist while listening to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. The number 5 appears quite often throughout the novel. One of the most notable occurrences is the name of the one of the main characters, V, as it is the Roman numeral for the number 5. V grew up in room 5 at Lurkhill Resettlement Camp, and the rooms at Lurkhill are labeled with Roman numerals. V's door has a V on it for the number 5. V plays Beethoven's Fifth Symphony in a few killing scenes throughout the novel. The nursery rhyme, "Remember, remember the 5th of November," which includes 5 letters. V's personal motto consists of the Latin phrase, which I cannot pronounce, which consists of 5 words that begin with the letter V. Batch 5 is the name of the experiment used on V by Dr. Delia Cernage. The theme of corruption is very predominant when you are introduced to Lurkhill Resettlement Camp, where V grew up. The government Norsefire and V for Vendetta establish resettlement camps to purify the people of London. The camps harshly resembled concentration camps. The leader rounded up all the homosexuals, Jews, blacks, Pakistanis, and anyone who they considered a threat. They were all sent to the resettlement camps and murdered. The resettlement camps were highly corrupt and they did experiments on humans. The prisoners were subject to torture and humiliation. Everyone who V murders in the novel worked at the resettlement camp and mistreated V as a child. The Lurkhill Resettlement Camp is one of the most corrupt parts of the novel.